This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Monday, January 28th. While activity was mixed and slow in the cattle market Friday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was mixed, to a little firm even. The cash activity was somewhat slow, but it really just came in here at the end of the day. Hopes that that strong feeder market would really bolster live cattle and start to give it some of a surge, but perhaps it really just offered support as the market was waiting for some kind of trade to come in. It really came in right at the end of the last day of this shortened week and gave it a little bit more of a shot in the arm. But if you take a look at live cattle, the deferred months were a little bit lower. It just means that we can't really distinguish as to where the market's going to go down the road, but we can only stay right on top of where we are, waiting some news out of the White House. If we're going to relieve the government shutdown, we actually can get some USDA data.
Chicago March wheat prices closed Friday down 1.5 at 521. March corn was up 3.25 at 380 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day unchanged, ranging from 615 to 645. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for January were down 2, ranging from 659.5 to 669.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for January were down 1.5, ranging from 659 and three quarters to 679 and three quarters. Live cattle for February were up 70 cents at 126.05. January feeder cattle were down 40 cents at 143.45. And January Class 3 milk was up a penny at 13.99.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.